Mickey, I suppose we'll start with the venue in this one. Aucrim, home advantage for Wicklow. Is it fair? Is it unfair? Should it have been at a neutral venue? Or are you just quite happy to suck it up at this stage and it's something that you just have to get on with?
Look, Ashim, you probably knew the rules of competition. Granted, the last couple of games, we knew that they, against Wicklow, if we beat them up in Letterkenny, we were at a home final. So, but look, it's a big ask for a team to get to a National League final and travel 5 hours. I do feel both teams would be happy in a neutral venue, you know, but it is what it is, you know. We have to get the logistics right and get down there Friday night and prepare well, you know. But looking at it from the outside, you're probably thinking it should be a neutral venue, and I'd probably tend to agree. But we knew the rules, and that's where we're at now. So a big trip to Aucrim coming on Friday.
Well, listen, Mickey, you got a good look at Wicklow in that defeat at the O'Donnell Park in Letterkenny a number of weeks ago. What did you take out of it ahead of a league final?
Just the physicality, Oisín. No, they're a really, really big team. There's a lot of six-footers plus on there, you know, and something we hadn't played against all year. We had a tough first game out against Tyrone, but as I said, going into the Wicklow game, we played three games and nobody laid a glove on us, Oisín, and we just weren't at the pitch that Wicklow was at that day, you know, and we took a lot of bad touches and stuff, and their physicality has been under the rocks, sort of won a lot of possession for them. So we have to be a lot tidier in possession, Oisín, and our touch has got to be good, and we had 15 wides against them, so we're going to have to be more, get our conversion rate up to a good percentage, you know. But look, really, really, really good team, Wicklow. It's going to be a tough ask, Oisín, but suppose we got what we want out of the league, but in saying that, when you get to the final and we meet Wicklow again, we'll be looking to try our best to win the game. So, look, you'd think they're slight favourites, but we'll be going down with every mission that we're going to win, you know.
Yeah. I know that you've played Wicklow over the last number of years on several occasions and finals, Mickey, and listen, the record hasn't been great. Now, I'm stand to be corrected here, but I don't think you actually beat Wicklow in a decider in recent times. Would that be correct?
No, we haven't, Oisín. We beat them twice, actually, in Aucrim, you know, over the last three or four years. They actually beat us in Letterkenny last year by a point in the Christy Ring, and then they beat us in the Nicky Raggart final a couple of years ago. So now, look, they're a good outfit, Oisín. We're just getting up to that level. We feel we are closer to them now, you know, and that day in Letterkenny, I think we were poor and they were very good. So hopefully we can get a performance like last week against Roscommon, Oisín, and we'll not be far away from Wicklow, but as you say, they seem to have a wee slight advantage over us the last couple of times we met, you know.
Yeah, well, it's a one-off game. Anything can happen. But you are down a couple of big guns, so you are. There's no Jerry Gilmore and no Conor Gartland for this league final. But listen, you have a good enough squad there, Mickey. There's an opportunity there for other guys now to shine on a big decider day.
Yeah, of course there is. But no, the two lads are massive loss. You know, we've lost Conor a couple of games ago, but they lose Jerry then again, who'd stepped into the captaincy after Conor went out and lost him now. Two massive losses, you know, two central figures in the forward line, with Jerry being our free ticker too, Oisín. So look, we have to rejig things, but look, you have to soon move on. You have to trust your panel. We have a lot of young boys there that's ready to step in, you know. And when Jerry came off last week, Roger McDermott was sitting there ready to go on. So we have the replacements that are lost, you know, but we'll have to trust the lads that can in there now and to do a job and pull out a performance for us.
Yeah. Just finally then, Mickey, if you can pull out that performance and do that job and get a win on the road at Aucrim, which is going to be difficult. If it does come off at the weekend on Saturday, that's a good boost. That's a good injection now as you head to the championship, where Wicklow, of course, are forming part of your fixture schedule.
Yeah, look, we got a great boost last week getting promoted, Oisín, because it was back to the wall last week going down against the Gunners Common team, and we had to win, had to perform, and we did, which was a good ask and good sign of us. Going to Wicklow now, a result will be brilliant because we have them first day out in the Christy Ring in 2 weeks' time. So we're going to be sick looking at them over the next couple of weeks. But look, for the young lads that come into the panel, Oisín, it'd be great to get a wee bit of silverware for them, you know. But as I said, we got really what we wanted out of the league, but we'll be trying to go up as champions now. When you get there, you want to perform, and we want to set things straight and see how close we are to them, Oisín, coming at Christy Ring game, and they come to Letterkenny. If we happen to get a result over them, you know, they'll be coming to Letterkenny, but we're more wary of us, you know.
All right then, Mickey, thanks for taking the call, and listen, the best of luck with the preparations over the next couple of days as you tee things off ahead of Saturday's game, the league final against Wicklow. The very best of luck to you, your management and your players in the game, Mickey. Thanks for talking to us.
Thanks, Oisín.